أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه. In this ayat that we read yesterday also, and the connection with the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that if a person has the love of the non-believers, their way of life, etc., or he keeps their company, then unfortunately, eventually it will lead to irtidad, that a person will become like them and he'll give up his Islam. Therefore, in that sequence, we are warned that we must not have love for the ways of the kuffar, their sports, etc., their ways of life, their education system, anything and everything. We must try and adopt fully the sunnat way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is what we should have in our lives and cherish. And keeping company with them also, that also the details are given, but just to keep company for the sake of company, that is also very harmful. Anyway, a person then, unfortunately, may Allah save us all, if he leads to irtidad, and goes out of the fold of Islam. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that in return, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّوهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. تو اللہ تعالیٰ ان قریب لاوے گا ایسے قوم کو کہ اللہ کو چاہتا ہے اور اس کو چاہتے ہیں. Then Allah Ta'ala will bring in their place those who go out of the fold of Islam. But in return, Allah Ta'ala will bring such a nation, such a qawm, such people. And their quality will be yuhibbuhum, that Allah loves those people. And their other quality, wayuhibbuna, and they love Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. There will be such people as we had seen, that many of the Arabs, the Quraysh, did not bring Iman. And there were those who had become murtad also. But in return, Allah Ta'ala gave such people whom Allah Ta'ala loved very greatly and who loved Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Yeah, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, said that first is Yuhibbuhum, that Allah loves them. It is by the love, by the faizan of the love of Allah, that then the bandas get the love of Allah. First Allah's love comes, and by the barakat of that love which is in the heart, then they love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this muhabbat which is in the heart then steers them to do all righteous deeds and great feats and achievements they make for the in deen and for the sake of deen. So what we have to do is we have to try and get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And for that is the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, a person who remembers Allah, Allah ta'ala then grants him his love. And also those people who are the true and genuine lovers of Allah Ta'ala, to be in their company and stay away from the love of the non-believers, stay away from keeping company with the non-believers. So in this way, then a person will be guided. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has warned us in this ayat that be very careful of having love and company of the non-believers. And on the other hand, the love of Allah Ta'ala, a person must develop. And Allah will grant his love to those people who will make regularly and properly the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, and also at the same time keep company with the righteous and the pious, the genuine true lovers of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq of these great qualities and protect our iman. In these times of fitna, iman is very, very, very vulnerable. From all sides there are attacks on our iman. We, our children, everyone is attacked, like with this World Cup. Who was spared with this, where every guna takes place? what their way of life, their dressing, their education system, who is spared. So we have to be very careful and pay a lot of attention, because this worldly life is very temporary, and hardly anything this worldly life. The real life is the life of the Akhirat, which will be perpetually, forever and ever. And that is what we should concern ourselves with. May Allah give us all tawfiq.